I do not share most people's general aversion to specific classes and stuff, especially in the Galarian setting. They're all canon, they all exist. But some people really don't like certain things, and that's why I was saying that Ryan would hate the character because he is not fond of gunslingers. I don't know. I think an aversion to gunslingers is just an unwillingness to enforce how loud they are.
Like, oh no.
You have a gunslinger in a party, they fire one shot, the whole dungeon's on alert. Like, oh, you forfeit any hope of stealth.
He let me play one in one of his games, and all I want to do is shoot some shit, and he's like, are you sure? Because no one's seen one of those things ever, and if you do that, everyone's going to know where you're at. And I'm like, god damn it, Ryan, okay. Not going to let me use my gun? Yep. I'm fucking useless.
I mean, he's right, but...
Well, yeah, but wait, you wanted to shoot shots off in a huge crowd in the marketplace.
Yeah. So?
That's why you have a spellcasting buddy who can cast silence on you.
Ryan was like, no gunslingers, so we made a party of all gunslingers.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, this guy is one that I've been rolling in my head for a while. They're also the first halfling character that I've actually wanted to play.
That gun's bigger than you are.
Well, if you notice, there isn't an obvious place to socket in a bullet in that gun, and that's intentional. For the people who are apprehensive about gun use, I kind of retooled him to be possibly acceptable.
Is he just shooting magic?
Yes, actually. First level feat, arcane strike. Third level feat, rather. Spell cartridges. The gun fires force bullets when infused with arcane strike. No arcane strike, no force bullets. But also, because of his class composite, he can cast any range, touch, ray, cone, or line spell through it.
That's cool.
But it's not a bullet, so you're technically not dealing with your typical explosion on a one.
Yeah.
This character has to worry about a whole other thing, though. If he fires a spell through it, and the target nat 20s their saving throw, it gives feedback to the firearm. Likewise, if he rolls a natural one, the spell power overloads it.
That's interesting.
It just gives it the broken condition. I already have a solution for that, though. There's a first level spell that renders all of that moot. Jury Rig allows a broken item to function as if it did not have that condition and prevents a broken item from getting worse for the duration.
Oh, yeah.
So if I get feedback on the gun, I jury rig it and keep on with combat, and then deal with the repairs afterwards.
Classic.
Woot woot! We're back, boys.
Woot woot.
Alright.
Finding ourselves in a pretty scary situation.
Very scary.
Indeed.
Spent some time thinking about it. Gotta say, not a fan.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
Well, here we are again in Door of the North presents Absolution Road, where an unlikely band of adventurers has joined one Father Ozel Broadtusks on his long journey home. You had come through the town of Kortaud, and it was not in good shape. You found the town to be quite empty, and not many people left at all, and the ones that were here acting very strange.
Much strange. Such absence.
In hindsight, it was really none of my business. But here we are.
I mean, good news if you're in the real estate market.
Yeah. Eventually, one of you actually succeeded your will save against this effect that essentially was making the horrors of this town unknowable. to anyone affected by this eerie song. Once you're able to actually see the truth, you notice that the town was covered in holes in the ground and bloody viscera and chaos. The creature responsible slowly started to make itself shown. You saw it in reflections, and whenever it would stop singing, you could see it for a split second before it started again, and you failed your will save.
It is a horrifying thing.
Yeah.
This shit is wild, man.
Did I show you this handout?
Squirmy Smiler, yep.
Oh no! What's a creepy squirmy boy?
He is not pretty.
That thing is awesome. Whoever came up with this is just sick. Sick!
It looks almost like a series of fingers with faces on the end.
But like mixed with a shuckle and a sliver from magic.
Yeah.
I really want to take this monster and adapt it to Delta Green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. All you need's the image.
Yeah, quite Delta Greeny. You tracked the thing down underground in this well in the middle of the town that was locked up tight with chains and an iron cover. And following through this underground tunnel, you found this hideous beast. This huge mess of tentacles and hands and faces on long white necks. And that's where we left off. And I believe at the moment, everyone has failed their will save to be able to see this thing or even know that it exists, except for Waylon Geronimo.
Waylon on that will save.
So I shot it! Hoping that by damaging it, it'll have to make itself present, but I suppose that remains to be seen.
Attack 18 versus AC, damage piercing 6.
So, this thing has 3 heads on top of its many arms and tentacles, and Waylon, you see your attack does make purchase, and it is currently singing, and its singing is the effect that is causing everyone to be unable to see it. And not only can you not see it, but you cannot remember that it exists.
Like, Waylon can't remember it exists either?
You can, okay. Because you passed the will save.
Got it.
The rest of us seem oblivious.
What are we doing down here again?
There was something beneath the ground.
Yeah, the rest of you don't remember ever seeing a creature at all. Let's go to the map, and why don't we roll for initiative as well?
Yeah, let's do it!
As a general statement, my rolls collectively in Roll 20 have been just so painfully middling lately.
You know what I always do when that happens?
What's that?
I roll 100 d20s.
Oh, damn.
To clear out the random number generator.
Yeah, get all the ones out of the way.
You know what? I'll do that, but I remember a trick Ryan taught me. / talk to myself.
Oh, you only got 2 ones out of that. Uh-oh.
Yeah, but there are a lot of really low single-digit rolls in there.
Yeah, but also 420s. Yeah, 420.
Why don't we just go around and say your initiatives?
Papa Ozel, 15. Father Ozel, 15.
Thorn coming in at a 16.05.
Waylon with a 13.04.
Nador with 13.02.
Alright, looks like I got an 18.
No, you got a re-roll. Bad boy's not allowed to go before us.
You did not get an 18. There's nothing in here.
Nothing to see here.
Does anybody feel a weird vibration coming up through the floor?
Waylon, do you say anything with your opening volley there?
He's probably gonna say, there's a monster up above there! Get down! As he shoots at it and anxiously awaits to see what happens from shooting it.
Now, there's a couple things that you've kind of figured out that could help. One being that you could, even while under the effects of this song, you could see the creature through reflections. Also, the effect being a song that you're hearing, possibly stopping the singing or stopping yourself from being able to hear it, could be another option.
I've got tinnitus. Does that give me a bonus on my save? No, sorry, that's out of character.
You get a bonus, but Thorin does not.
Is this information our characters would have?
Waylon would.
Yeah, well, you guys did see it in reflections above ground before you came down here, in windows and whatnot. For some reason, I feel like you went and found some mirrors or something, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, up first is this hideous creature. Waylon, you see it just writhing around there, all three of its heads looking right at you, while one of them is singing, and it does not move.
But it definitely, sees us.
It definitely sees you guys, especially after you shot it with an arrow. They all whip around and look right in your direction, smiling maniacally with their black holes of eye sockets.
Waylon will kind of yell to the group. He'll say, check your mirrors. Look behind you. You'll be able to see it.
And Thorin is up next.
Look down to the mirror tucked into my bandolier where that potion of invisibility used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see it in front of me with the angle?
Yeah. If you turn your mirror back to face it, you can see it.
What in the fuck? Not close to it and not necessarily wanting to be the first to engage, we'll go ahead and take out another potion from his bandolier. Nador, drink this. And hands it back to him, still looking into the mirror, instead of looking to Nador.
Okay.
And he's just hand extended. That's my turn.
All right. And Ozil Broadtusk is up next.
What is my name on this turn order? Akrakrak.
Yeah, I don't know why that's...
Sawapa? I love it. It's like lorem ipsum, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Father Ozil comes down, forgetting what is going on. Hears what they're talking about, and a little friend that we all might remember pops up out of his pocket. It's Mr. Squiggles.
Yes!
Father Ozil looks down. Mr. Squiggles jumps up on his thing, stands up, and plugs his ears. He's like, what are you trying to say to me, Mr. Squiggles? We can't hear it? Okay. And so he reaches out to Nador and casts silence on his armor.
What is this?
Huh.
Oh, shit.
So you cast silence on Nader's armor. 20-foot radius emanation. All sound is stopped in the affected area. Conversation is impossible. Spells with verbal components cannot be cast, and no noise whatsoever issues from, enters, or passes through the area. That's pretty clutch.
Level 2, baby!
Do we all now see this thing properly?
Hey, you said that's a 20-foot radius?
It's a 20-foot radius on Nador's armor, which we can't really talk, but we should be able to see it, right?
Yeah, so everything goes completely silent for the party, and suddenly you are able to see this hideous beast writhing around, smiling at you, taunting you. beckoning you.
Ozil is screaming and pointing, but you can't hear him.
Yeah, at least it saves our screams of shock.
Nador says, dot, 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 exclamation point, dot, 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 dot.
All right. That was a solid move from Ozil.
Yeah, that is clutch AF.
Waylon Geronimo is up next. Unless anything else from you, Ozil?
Nope. That should do it.
Waylon.
Since Waylon has nothing interfering with him from seeing this thing, he is going to just rapid shot to rattle off two shots at this thing.
All right.
Okay, our first one is a 16.
A 16 is going to miss, unfortunately.
How about 27?
27 will hit.
Yeah, it will.
Oh, yeah.
Similar to the shot from the end of the last episode, this is also going to do the bare minimum damage, which is 6.
All right.
You can only hit it for minimum damage.
You fire off a couple arrows. One of them makes purchase into the soft white flesh of this creature. And Nader Giller is up next.
I reach out, unsure of what the potion does.
If you drink the potion, you'll get an extra 30 feet to your move speed, so.
Drinks it, feeling a boost of speed.
All right. Nader drinks the potion handed to him from Thorn, and it looks like a potion of expeditious retreat. Nader begins to feel much lighter on his feet.
Gives him a move of 50, effectively, with this heavy armor and all, and dwarven nature.
Now, is the creature up on, like, an elevated platform of rocks or anything like that?
So he's kind of on some rocks. Let's say it's all basically level.
Okay.
There's some water features around. You can see this sort of rivery kind of situation moving through. There's some shallow running water, and surrounding the creature, there's also some shallow water.
Some water features, like a nice Bellagio fountain.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah, it's just spraying out every 15 minutes, giving us a show. Some 3-foot margaritas next door, someone handing out porn cards.
All right, so Nader approaches the creature with his swift movements, and he just happens to move right in range to catch the readied action of this creature.
Oh god.
Who is readying an attack in case anyone came close.
Well, shit. I think I fucked up, says Nador.
Nobody can hear him.
His AC is pretty beast, so here's hoping.
Let's have a roll. So, that's going to be an 18 to hit.
I don't believe that hits.
Right off the dwarven shield.
So, one of these long, gross-looking necks reaches out, and the face at the end of it attempts to bite down on Nador, but perhaps it slides off of your armor.
Clang!
And I would like everyone else to give me a will save.
Okie dokie. All right, well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad.
Natural 20 for a 23 for Waylon.
16 or 18 versus most mind-affecty things.
21.
Is Nador needing to do that?
Nador does not need to do that. Because he cannot hear shit. So, Thorn and Ozil, forget about the existence of this creature and no longer see it there.
Jesus, how high is that will save?
Well, a 22 failed, so...
Higher than giraffe put...
Higher than eagle tits.
Waylon, you are still able to see this And you hear this horrible singing. Now we're going to start round two with Thorn. What are you even doing down here?
Where the hell is he going? We'll move to try to catch up to him. I'm guessing that as soon as I step into the area, I can see.
If you stand into the silence, yes.
Yeah.
Father Ozel has his ears plugged.
I think Mr. Squiggles plugged his ears.
Yeah.
Father Ozel casts silence.
We'll move up like... Nador, where the hell are you even go? And then his own words cut off mid-sentence. As he then sees the thing out of the corner of his eyes and mouths a silent expletive and strikes a ready pose as dirt and rubble around him start to float.
Ooh. We all float down here.
And that's my turn.
He's about to go Super Saiyan.
Ah!
Ozel.
So... do I remember that I cast silence? How much do I remember?
I would say you could remember that you cast silence, but not why.
Okay.
At the very least, you hear Thorn cut off as he's talking.
Where did they... why did they go? Where did they keep going? What is this evil down here? He will move 30 feet to the south to catch up with them. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. He won't make it into the silence... but he will draw his falchion as he moves 30 feet.
Yeah, you see Nador and Thorn battle ready, staring at nothing. And it's Waylon's turn.
Waylon, still able to see this thing somewhat miraculously, is going to up behind Father Ozel. He's going to say, big ugly monster in the center there. Don't leave the ugly club behind with it. And he's going to kind of pat him on the shoulder as he runs in front of him. And then he will take a single shot here. Now that he is safely within the silence, that will be a 23 to hit.
And that hits.
And it will do 9 damage.
Excellent. Nader Giller is up next.
Silently moves up within melee range of this creepy slinky boy and will attempt to thwack the piss out of him with his dwarven adamantine weapon of get wrecked.
All right.
Your minimum damage is Waylon's average.
Well, on the plus side, that's it's damage on it, and it is now silenced itself, so it can't. Everybody should be able to see it freely.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
I don't think I have a second attack yet. I don't think that's.
Now, as you approach, before you get your attack off, he's going to take an attack of opportunity on you. As you walk through his threatened space.
Okay.
That's going to be... yeah, that's going to be a 31.
Oh, God.
That's a hit.
I'm sorry, no, a 28.
That's still a hit.
All right. So as you're rushing silently towards this monster, one of the necks lunges out at you and bites you hard for... 15 damage, and he's going to attempt to grab you.
Yes, pull me closer. It's the best place to be.
He thinks to himself boldly.
Yes.
That's a 26 against your CMD.
26. Yeah, my CMD is 22.
So, as you're approaching, bites down on you and grabs you in its mouth. And does indeed pull you close and is just chomping down on you, flailing you around.
Nador will silently exclaim in bravado, I'm not stuck in your mouth, you're stuck on me!
Subtitles with curly accents like silent film era.
Yeah. So you moved and he grabbed you and he'd still be able to make his attack.
one-handed weapon in a grapple.
Yeah, so it would have a minus two.
Which I think that still hits.
If a 20 would hit.
A 20 will hit.
So yeah, I just bash him right in the face with the axe.
All right. Well, now that its singing is silenced, the rest of the party can see plainly this thing flailing Nador around in its mouth as he just brings his axe into its flesh.
I can only imagine all the screams of horror going on up above.
Yeah, you cannot hear a thing. It is the creature's turn. And... I wonder, does that silence aura go, like, through barriers?
I mean, it's an area?
I mean, that's a good question.
If you're doing what I think you're doing.
So it is going to attempt another combat maneuver check against Nador. And, oh, that's going to be a 20 against your CMD.
CMD is 22.
Hate to be that guy, but grappled CMD?
One moment.
Would be a minus 4 to strength and dex. That would meet it even.
Yeah, it'd be a minus 2 to it, I think, from being grappled.
Yeah.
So if it was 22, a 20 would do it.
Sorry, buddy.
So it lifts you up and swallows Nader whole.
Ah!
So, Nader, you are swallowed down the long, slimy throat of this creature, and it is pressing against you, squeezing you as you are sliding down its gullet. On your turn, you'll take bludgeoning damage, and... you will be able to try and cut your way free if you have a light slashing or piercing weapon.
I do not. I have my gauntlets, I have my shield, a short bow, and my dwarven war axe thing.
You wouldn't happen to have a dagger or spiked gauntlets?
Nope.
What about an arrow?
I do have arrows.
Would that count? I wonder if that would count.
Not the most ideal damage, but it's something.
Well, as Nader disappears down this creature's gullet, it's top of round 3 with Thorn.
Thorn was thinking of trying to maybe get in a little bit closer. He's like, oh, gods, no. 5 foot's back with the gathered bit, and I can now remove a debuff because he's no longer engaged in melee.
Yeah.
So, he moves back for a second and looks around the thing, grabs a piece of stone from the tip of a collapsed stalag there from behind it, and just tries to ram it into the back of their head.
All right.
With a 26 to hit... for 8 damage.
Oh yeah.
As he just reaches forward with his hand, grabs as if to grab something, and then yank it forward, and it collides from behind.
Excellent.
And I have no idea where its stomach is, so it's not like I can try to help him get out.
You see it reel back, and it looks like it lets out a little shriek as it's stabbed with this stalactite, but you can't hear a thing. Is not making any noise thanks to the silence spell in its belly.
Yeah.
And Father Ozel's up next.
Fucking Father Ozel. Father Ozel, seeing this thing. By Pharasma's will, what is that? Because he doesn't really remember what he saw. But it's crazy, and every time he sees it, he, dirties his pickle basket a little bit. That's what I'm calling underwear nowadays. I'm starting to think. Okay. Sorry. I got this spell prepped. I can't do a knowledge check on this thing unless it's religion. Does it happen to be religion?
New.
Yep, okay. Figured. you know? Father Ozel is wise. He is not very smart, but he is very wise. So he is going to fire off an admonishing ray. A little ray. He points his finger, says, "Oh, by Pharasma's will, I will punch you." And he will fire off a ray. Ranged touch attack. That is a fucking natural one. God damn it. Of course. Ooh. Of course.
Oh, boy.
Roll to confirm.
Yes, please.
That's a fucking natural one to confirm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right.
Waylon, roll me a reflex save.
Hey, this is his failure. Don't bring us into this. 14 on a reflex save.
All right. What does admonishing ray do? Is that non-lethal damage?
It is 4d6 non-lethal.
Oh, shit!
It hits with the power of a strong human punch.
Well, Waylon, you feel like you just got punched in the back of the head. Roll low on damage.
Sorry, I'm just so scared. I don't know what happened. That's 12 damage. Sorry, buddy. I really apologize. It's not what I meant to do. I swear.
And anything else from Ozel?
Nope.
Wanna stab Thorn, maybe?
Nope. Man. Alright, well, could have been worse, I guess.
And Waylon is up next. Victim of friendly fire.
Yeah, Waylon is like standing there after watching Andor get swallowed and kind of says to himself, God, I was hoping I wouldn't have to prepare for one of the... Ah! What was that? He's going to kind of run away from Father Ozel for, you know, reasons. And then he will take a single shot at the creature using the feet point blank range. An extra one. That is a 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
Huh. All these minimum damages of 6. Well, laughing in its face. Now this is going to do 7 damage.
All right. You get a solid point blank shot into the face of this creature. And it is Nader Giller's turn, who is being slowly digested.
So, like, my...
It would just be a -4. So you would...
Generic melee attack, -4.
Your base attack bonus.
On your attacks tab, you can just click melee.
Yeah. Please take 12 damage. Alright, and we're saying the arrow does a d4. Just roll a d4 real quick. And we'll...
Ha-ha!
There you go.
Nice.
Alright, so...
8 points of piercing.
So first off, you take 12 bludgeoning damage as the gullet and innards of this creature are just compressing and... squeezing you.
I am just right at roughly halfway, a little bit above half. Not quite bloody yet.
And you whip out an arrow and start hacking away at the inside of this thing. It looks like for a total of 8 damage.
Still more than me. Well, same as me.
Yeah, and you're hacking and hacking, and it looks like you're getting through the flesh of this creature, but not quite to the outside. And it is the creature's turn. The creature lashes out at Waylon Geronimo. You can see two of its heads are singing, but there is no noise coming out as it is in the silence spell area. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
That'll do it.
For 11 damage. It is going to attempt to grab you.
Now, when this thing does its grabbing, is it using its mouth to do that, or is it just like a tentacle kind of grab?
It is doing it with its mouth as it attacks you with its mouth.
Ah, okay.
And that's going to be another 20 to grapple.
CMD is 21. That will not grapple him.
21. Lucky. All right. As you slip out of the jowls of this creature, we're back at the top of round 4 with Thorn.
Come on, Thorn.
Being very afraid to close anymore, watching it just snap up Nador and try to grab a hold of Waylon as well, he's just going to stay in his place there. I refuse to become one of the fallen. And yeah, he'll stay in place. He'll go ahead and he'll 5 foot back and focus himself, drawing up a bunch of rubble and sand and all that fun stuff around him, and launch it at the creature.
Alright.
Oh, an 11's not going to hit, though.
Not quite.
As the rubble just bounces off its hide, mumbling expletives, that's his turn.
Father Ozel.
Father Ozel, having flashbacks of him and his party dealing with hideous, horrible things that he has never seen before. He gathers all of his courage, thinks back to the evil that he's seen in this world, and reaches out his finger to try to shoot another one, and he casts Burst of Radiance on the creature itself. 10-foot burst. I need a will save, please.
Okay. Now we're talking. It's a 11.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Can you change that to reflex? Sorry. Not will.
Yeah. That's a 7.
Oh. Fuck yeah. Well, he is going to fail that. So, what happens is a brilliant blue light fills the area. And blue shimmering light. Creatures in the area are blinded for 1d4 rounds or dazzled if they succeeded the reflex save. And then an evil creature will take 1d4 points of damage per caster level. Is it evil?
It is.
Shit, yeah. Taking a guess there. All right, so this first dice roll... let's see here. It is blinded for 2 rounds.
Oof.
And it will take 5d4 damage. It will take 10 damage. Wow, that's a lot of ones. 10 radiant blue Pharasman damage.
Solid.
And I'm going to move up 20 feet.
All right. Yeah, you see it silently reeling back in pain. And it is blinded for 2 rounds. Solid move.
So solid.
We're back to Waylon Geronimo.
Waylon is going to take a 5-foot step, acting unusually confident for someone as squishy as him, perhaps. And he's going to yell at it. It goes, "That all you got, you pathetic beast? I've seen better Hydras in Captain America!" but he's stepping into the silence radius. So
yeah.
He is going to rapid shot at point-blank range, which will allow him to make 2 attacks. The first one is going to be a 28 to hit, and it will do 8 damage.
That'll do.
Second one will be a 26 to hit. That will also do 8 damage.
Let's go! Fuck yeah, bro.
8 damage on each. Nice.
Yeah. Solid.
That is Waylon's turn.
All right. And now... Nader Killer in the Gullet of Doom is going to take 23 damage.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ!
Ouchie.
I did not like that, and I stabbed the ever-loving fuck out of it.
All right.
That might actually crit. Inside's usually lower.
That is going to confirm the crit.
Oh, yeah.
So 14 damage with your arrow.
Grand total of 22.
Oh, just silently roaring the song Diggy Diggy Hole as he just proceeds to viciously, maniacally stab the shit out of this thing, knowing that he's not going to survive another round.
And as you're pressing the blade of the arrow up against the thick flesh of this creature's gullet, you feel a pop as it rips through to the outside.
Basically says, I'm going to try best to take you with me, you son of a bitch, and maniacally stabs the shit out of him.
Then he gets squeezed out like the Discovery Channel.
Solid crit to save your life from the gullet of this beast. And you see Nader slide out a hole in this creature's neck, and just black ooze is covering him and spilling out of the creature like a messed up home birth.
That was a mental image.
Yeah.
What did you say? Like a messed up home birth? What the fuck?
Danny DeVito crawling out of the sofa, oiled and naked.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
I was thinking more Ace Ventura out of the Rhino, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I figure since Nandor's a dwarf, Danny DeVito's a lot more appropriate.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito is always appropriate, even when he's not.
And the creature is up next. Blinded. Somehow, you see the creature look right at... I'm going to roll a D3. Father Ozel. He looks right at you and lunges out to attack you.
No. No, not to me.
Somehow, even being blinded, it is able to spot your position with ease. And that is a 23 to hit.
Oh, yeah. All day, baby.
It's going to do 21 damage.
God! Oof. Okay. Guy came to play, huh?
And he's going to attempt to grab you.
Oh, no.
I have rolled a natural 2 on every one of these grab attempts.
Except for the one against Nador.
I told you, John, your dice aren't balanced.
That's right. Yeah, he got a 26 to grab Nader, but it was a natural 2 to swallow him. That's a 20 against your CMD, Ozel.
Oh, yeah. That'll play, too.
He's got Ozel, pulls him close, and is flailing around, biting into his armor plating. Top of round 5, it's Thorn's turn.
Yeek.
Thorn, looking increasingly panicked, positions closer. Does it seem to be aware of him? Like, it's looking all around in every direction. Does it look like it can still see him, or maybe he's outside range of whatever?
Yes. One of its faces turns to see you walking up.
Okay. Well, he's only going to move to there, and he's going to try to repeat muttering continued expletives in, let's say, Elven.
Right.
That's going to be a 23 to hit for 8 points of damage. Was really hoping I'd be able to get that 7 points of sneak attack added to it.
Oh, because if it couldn't see you?
Yep, if I'm effectively invisible to it.
It is blind.
I was thinking, you know, maybe if it's got tremor sense, but it only goes so far.
It's got 30-foot blind sense.
I can't sneak attack from further away than 30 feet, so... Yeah.
But you get a solid hit with some cave rubble.
Shards of stone from all about trying to tear into it. And that would be my turn. Little else I can do.
Father Ozel, grappled in the jaws of the beast.
Oh, Father Ozel. All right, I think we've talked about this before. I've been looking at the channel positive energy, and I can't tell if it has verbal components. I think it says I have to be able to present my holy symbol, which I think I can do.
I believe that's true.
But it doesn't really say that it has, and I don't have to say anything, right?
Nope, and it doesn't provoke.
Correct.
Great. I need to channel positive energy with selective channel not on the creature. 3d6 for everyone in the area. I think it's 30-foot burst. Spare the creature. Rolling. Oh, sick. That's 14 heal for everybody except the creature.
Woo. Nice.
That was clutch.
Really was.
I can't move, so... yeah, that's my turn. Fuck, I really needed that or I was gonna die. Pretty sure I still might die.
I think a lot of us were going to die.
Yeah, what, that puts you at 24? Alright. Much better. You might survive being swallowed whole. Waylon.
Waylon will whip to Nandor and go, "Nandor, you... dwarf, that's not how you use an arrow. Here, watch this." But, of course, no one hears that because he's in the cone of silence. And he is going to do the rapid attack again from point blank. First attack is going to be a 16.
A 16 would miss.
All right.
If he were not grappling Father Ozel.
Oh, nice.
Shit, yeah.
In that case, that will be 12 points of damage.
Right.
Second attack. That is going to be a 20 to hit for 14 points of damage.
Yeah, buddy.
Dude, you are putting it down.
Get it. This thing is just riddled with arrows now and is writhing around, silently screaming.
Oh, and Waylon will move 5 feet.
Sorry to interrupt. Important question. Does it have blind sense or blind sight?
Blind sense.
Sense would still have a 50% miss chance. You know where they are, but you still can't see them. Which means I would have gotten the 7 sneak attack.
Oh, does it?
Sight is equivalent to sight. Sense just allows you to pinpoint something.
Okay.
Oh, man. That's a lot of 50% you miss there, buddy.
Just the one against you.
It's the one that matters.
Sorry, it just clicked in my head.
Alright, I'm gonna roll it. 51 and up. You're still hit and grappled.
Fuck.
Alright, that's a 66.
Back. Worth a shot, though.
I was just happy to sneak attack with cave rubble.
And it's Nader Giller's turn.
Come on, buddy. Put this thing down.
In fury, still silently roaring, still looking about 50 shades of fucked up, I swing for the fences using the blunt portion of my war axe and try to put a Negan-style dent in its creepy little mouth-faced head.
And a 30 is gonna hit.
For 14 points of bludgeoning, you've been Negan'd damage.
Very good. It is still standing.
How many hit points does this thing have?
More than that.
Oh, crazy.
I would ask how fucked up is it looking, but I mean, it's so fucked up looking, we probably wouldn't know.
We may have improved it.
Yeah, it actually... bludgeoning damage heals the creature, so... Just kidding.
You are about to make me very upset for a moment. I was about to say, okay. Now I'm going to make it my goal to crit and slash the shit out of it.
The creature attempts to swallow Father Ozel whole.
If it swallows you, Father Ozel, just aim for the hole in its neck and you'll pop right out. Not that he can hear it.
A good point.
He mouths silently.
Okay, yeah, that's a 31.
Oh, yeah.
And how about this? It's got three heads. I will roll a d6. On a 5 or a 6, you will be going down the gullet of the one that Nader already cut a hole in.
All right. I like that. That's fair.
Elegant solution.
It's a 3.
Aww.
All right.
Inelegant result.
Father Ozel disappears down the gaping maw of this terrifying beast.
No!
And it puts Ozel out of the picture temporarily, but loses his turn other than that.
I have a quick question. Are we able to target a specific head and neck? Say, the one that just fought swallowed Father Ozel.
Sure.
Okay.
Thorn is up next.
Well, seeing that the thing is still slightly dazed and that he can go ahead and get a slightly better sense of its movements, instead of cave rubble this time, he's going to, without touch, remove one of the cold iron daggers from his bandolier and try to basically ricochet it off the ground and up that throat.
Ooh. Stabs Ozel right in the face.
I have, it's a 20 to hit, being effectively invisible to it, for a total of 7 with sneak attack, which is so sad, because with daggers, it's d8s for me. I just rolled a 1 and a 3.
Oof. Alright, but bald hit. And you're going to try and cut open the throat from the outside, you're saying?
Yeah, I was trying to attack that throat. I was trying to go, like, length upwise for the slashing.
Okay. A 9?
Yes. 9 points total. And I will fix that. That is my turn.
Solid. You slice a hole in this thing's throat. Father Ozel, you take 21 bludgeoning damage as the muscles of the throat are crushing you, and you are swallowed down and out a hole that Thorn just made in the throat.
Thank God.
9 hit points exactly.
Woo!
That's, yeah, so he dealt just enough damage to it to get you out.
Oh, man. Thank you, Thorn. I appreciate it, buddy.
He just nods, still very focused on the creature, not realizing this is the last round of your silence.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't even think about that.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Hold on. That's going to change a little bit what I do. So I'm not grappled anymore.
Correct.
Okay. That changes. Okie doke. Shit. All right. Well, no. Okay. Sorry. That changed a little bit. I was doing other things. 5, 10, 15. I'm going to scoot back. 5, 10, 15. Scoot back. 15 feet. Okie doke. All right, let me just read this spell to make sure that I'm doing this shit right. Because I think that it will work. Spear of Purity. Okay. Father Ozel reaches back, and a giant blue spear comes out of his hand, and I hurl it at the creature. Is it a evil outsider?
It's evil. It's not an outsider.
Perfect. Okay. It changes a little bit. It changes damage a little bit. So, I need a will save, please.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. That's a 22.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. Okay. Well, you know, it's not a save or suck, but it is a save partial. Okay. So I need ranged touch attack. Oh, yeah. That's a natty 19. What's his touch?
34.
30? No way. Get out of here. You stop.
Touch. Yeah, that's going to hit.
Okay, cool. So you're going to take 2d8, right? So every two levels, yeah. So you're going to take 2d8 of damage. Spear damage. Dangerous damage.
Mm-hmm. Danger damage.
Come on, big money. Okay. It's pretty bad, actually. That's only 6 holy spear damage.
All right. Stabs in. He is screaming in silence. And the aura of silence disappears off of Nader Giller, and you can all of a sudden hear this screeching in pain. And it's terrible. And why don't we have some will saves?
Shit!
Nador's scream is suddenly heard just as loud as it, if not louder. Just, fucking guy!
That is a 22 for a win save.
There you go.
That is the best that we've rolled.
Yeah.
I also got a natural 20.
Alright. So, Thorn and Ozil can still perceive this creature. Nador and Waylon have no idea what they're doing down here.
God damn that DC.
Yeah, I honestly think it's gotta be like a 23.
It is a 23.
That's brutal.
For me to succeed, I would have to roll a natural 20.
Yeah, Waylon did it twice.
Yeah.
If they seem dazed, Thorn will shout, check your mirrors!
What mirrors?
And Waylon is up next.
Waylon will maybe kind of like pick up his mirror, but I feel like he's not going to know where he's supposed to be pointing it. So he will be down here, but without any memory of what he's doing here. He might like notice that his quiver is a little lighter, but outside of that, he doesn't. Yeah, I feel like he wouldn't know to, like, attack or take any sort of action here. So he's just kind of looking around with the mirror, but not... But it's, like, face behind him, so he's not going to see anything.
Yeah.
Well, as you are moving, it's going to lash out at you with a 19. It's going to be 20 damage and an attempt to grab. That's going to be like a 31 to grab you.
That will do it, but would you be kind enough to give me a fortitude save, please?
A fortitude save?
Yes, please.
Ooh, fancy. Ooh, that's a natural one.
So, Waylon's armor has a magical property to it, and that property is bitter. The armor exudes an exceptionally vile and bitter taste whenever something bites or swallows a creature wearing it.
Huh. Hell yeah.
Any creature that grapples the wearer with a bite attack must succeed at a DC 14 fortitude save to avoid immediately ending the grapple.
That's cool.
It seems oddly specific.
Yeah, so it this spits you right out.
I put it on the armor and just said, there's no way we're going to end up using this.
If it's anything that bites you, too, I mean, that's a pretty broad category. Free grab on bite.
That's cool. So it spits you out. Now, when it attacked you, it stopped singing for a minute. I was able to continue it afterwards as an immediate action, giving everyone another chance to save. Or fail.
You still only save once a round if you succeed, though?
I'm sorry?
I'm just thinking, like, I can't make it unless I get another 20, but I've already succeeded for this round. Is this making me save again?
No fucking way, bro.
Yeah, so it stopped singing and then started a new effect. Started singing again. It would have to be another save, unfortunately.
For those wondering why Surratt's yelling at me, Waylon got a natural 20 again for a 23.
No.
Heck yeah.
Fucking way, dude. Clutch.
Fuck you, you ass. Stop stealing all the natural 20s, you bastard.
Well, if Waylon only single moved, he could still fire an arrow.
That's true.
I don't want to roll another save.
Well, he did single move. He only walked like 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, so you still have your standard, and you now, after being bitten and spit out,
yeah,
are able to see.
Then he will shoot at it with a point-blank shot. Oh, that's a 13 to hit.
Oof.
Not gonna do it.
He's gonna miss.
Which makes sense, he's probably, like, rattled for being bitten and picked up by something he didn't see.
Good thing you're not delicious. Nader Giller.
I have a question. Can I continue to swing in the direction I was facing when it vanished from me? From my sight? Like...
Well, it didn't just vanish from your sight. It vanished from your memory as well.
So, the reason I'm asking is, I am clearly coded in something... I can see my companions attacking, or theoretically attacking something.
It sounds like you would just have your standard attack roll versus invisibility.
Yeah, okay. 50% miss chance.
So, I'm not sure why we are down here, why I'm covered in this goo, why I am beat to shit, but I am going to assume that something is going on that I don't understand, and I am going to keep swinging in the direction that I am facing, unless physically told otherwise.
All right. I'll allow it.
And
I'm just going to swing my fist. If you get in the way, it's your fault.
And now what do I roll versus the invisibility? Is that just a D100?
Yep, hoping for a 51 up, unless you have blind fight, in which case you get to roll it twice.
56, 29 to hit for 14
nice.
Slashy.
Let's go.
All right. This thing is barely holding on.
I am even more confused because now my weapon has clearly hit something that is not there.
Can it keep singing after it gets hit?
It can.
Dedicated to the craft.
It does. And it is barely hanging on. Not that Nader could tell. But it is hanging on. And it is its turn.
Did I get it? Is it dead?
Doesn't look like it.
I can't see anything.
As he's standing there saying that, it comes down to chomp him.
To chomp Waylon?
Oh my god. No, Nader. That's a natural 20.
That is a chomp.
I'm gonna roll to confirm. This could hurt. Yeesh, that's 32 to confirm.
Yeah, I have been chomped.
Okay.
I used my metaphorical hero point to force you to reroll. Get good, scrub.
I am not sure if you can survive this. This is going to be 6d6 plus 20.
Well, I can already tell you 20 is going to put me right at zero. But I do have tough and die hard. I don't know that,
What?
Let's see. Feats. Or no, I have it. I have toughness, and I have die hard and endurance. When your hit point is below zero, but you are not dead, you automatically stabilize.
Toughness is just bonus hit points.
Here we go. That's 16 on the dice.
So,
that's 36 damage.
So, what happens if your negative hit points reaches your con score on the nose? Because 20 would drop me to zero.
I think if it equals, you
I die. Think.
Was it equal or exceeds?
You are not dead until your negative reaches your con value.
Well, Nador just got crunched to death.
And John has earned the achievement, Slayer of Patrons.
Ah!
Describe that kill.
So he's standing there looking around like, what am I fighting? What the hell did I just hit? Did I get it? And just you... Those of you that can see the creature, just see it come right down and just bite into his torso, removing the top half. Anime-style blood spray. Fountains
up. Got a bunch of mouths to feed.
Covering the creature's face in dwarf blood. Oh my god. On the money.
Not only did you kill a player, but you did it on the dot.
Oh, I am so sorry, Nader.
Well, oof. Can't live forever.
Everyone make a sanity roll. holy cow. Okay.
I am reading every little word for the diehard. Yeah, nope. Even with defeat, it does state if your negative hit points are equal to or greater than your con score, you immediately die.
Oh man.
Oof.
Normal creature who without this feat who is reduced to negative hit points is immediately unconscious and dying. Well. Fuck.
So if I attack using the reflection in the mirror, which I'm already staring at from telling them to look at their mirrors, is that a penalty on the attack roll? Because right now it's like I'm looking at the mirror, and I'm like, look at your mirrors! What the hell is that?
Let's say if you're aiming a ranged attack through the mirror, we'll give it like a minus four, sound fair.
That's the same as for firing into melee, so.
And you see the bottom half of Nader Giller just fall to its knees and then spraying blood out, fall down prone.
I have never wanted a natural 20 so much as now.
What do you got, Thorn?
I got an 11.
Oof.
All right. An 11 is not going to hit, unfortunately.
Nope. Still staring at that mirror. And that's 5 foot and my turn done.
Father Ozil.
Oof, oof. Oh, man. All right.
Just repeating, check your mirrors.
Father Ozil. All right, here he goes. He is going to... He's going to fire off an icicle, and I hope to God this is going to be enough damage right here. It's a ranged touch attack. He reaches his finger out after seeing Nador die. Just be like, the cold of Pharasma will bring you in! And he is going to fire off a touch attack. All right, that's not too bad. What's his touch? Range touch is plus 4 on that. That is also going to be a 12. What's the touch?
Ugh.
Oh, man. His touch is 11.
Oh, nice. Shit, yeah. All right. 1d6 plus 2 for 5 damage. 3 on a d6 plus 2 for 5. Cold damage, if it matters.
Yeah, you see his wounds heal No, I'm just kidding.
What? Get out of here.
All right. You deal 5 damage, and this icicle stabs into the neck of this thing, freezing part of it. One of its heads flips over to look at you with a wicked grimace, as it does have an attack of opportunity for you casting a spell.
Oh, shit, it sure does.
It's going to be a 19 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that'll play.
Oh, that's 13 damage.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Father Ozel's still up, but barely.
What is your con?
It's an 11.
Oh, my God.
He's barely there. Father Ozel can't die down here.
I rolled 3 ones on those dice.
Ooh.
Oh, now the ones come out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Father Ozel can't die down here.
Well, the good news for Waylon is it used its attack.
Waylon, Geronimo.
Waylon, slightly terrified at what he's just witnessed, will take a 5-foot step back and to do multi-attacks. First one is going to be a 30 to hit, and it's going to do 7 damage.
Let's go.
If that provokes, does he need to take the AOO, or does it... It probably doesn't have combat reflexes, right?
He does have combat reflexes.
Fuck.
Oh, no.
So I guess you're going to have to attack him.
Does he have a dex score to make use of it?
He's got a +2 dex bonus. So that gives him 2 extra attacks. He's going to attack. That's going to be a 26. 21 damage.
21 damage.
Jeez.
Chokes on him. I'm still alive.
And you can describe that kill.
Oh, thank God.
He's going to fire off a shot that hits right into the center mass of the creature, probably piercing some sort of vital artery or organ. As the creature bites down on him, Waylon's going to kind of feel the life being squeezed out of him, but slowly the mouth of the creature is going to just, like, ease up and release as the life fades from its body.
Are you still on your feet?
I would say so.
I wasn't sure about your health.
He rolled a natural 1 to grapple you with that bite.
But that's okay, he tastes horrible.
Woo!
Well, hey, Falcon. You had a warrior's death for sure.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Waylon will, like, slowly approach the creature and Nandor's corpses, just kind of, like, staring at the carnage.
Once it's clear that the thing's not moving, he looks over and sees that Ozil's still standing, looks over, sees Waylon still standing, looks over and sees the bisected Nador, and there's just this twitch in his eye for a moment, reaches out with one hand, telekinetically grabs a hold of Waylon's axe and just starts going to town on each of the necks from 30 feet away, severing them all so there's no chance.
Using Nandor's axe?
Yep, at a 30 foot distance.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, if by chance in your future endeavors you manage to rescue Nador from death's grasp, he would just retire. He'd be like, you know what, you can keep this, whatever is left of my gear that you've got, but if not, take the gear, make use of it.
We pay someone to speak with dead and we get that.
There's a little scroll tied to his belt. You open it up and read it, and it says, "Hey, so if I died while in your party, if you could bring me back, that'd be great. If not, you know, make use of my stuff and avenge me against whoever killed me."
I would have guessed that we would have used Speak with Dead, and Nader's like, nah, I'm cool. Just make my grave sick as hell.
That is an option. That is perfectly well. As long as it has the Dwarven song, Diggy Diggy Hole, etched on one side, he is happy.
It does, but under it in parentheses, but not this grave, please.
Right. But not
this. Well, that was good.
Even though he didn't take a single hit from the thing, Thorin is still shaking.
And Ozil is still standing.
Surprisingly.
Right? Because your ferocity?
Yeah.
He's still standing.
1 point away from permanent death.
Wow.
Can't kill him. He's unkillable.
Oh, wait. Ozil was gravely injured.
Gravely.
Does Ozil heal himself, or am I rushing over with the potion?
No, he'll be fine. Can start their next sesh.
Yeah. And with gravely wounded Ozil, Waylon not looking too hot himself, Thorn completely untouched.
Yet still shaking like a leaf.
And poor Mr. Giller's legs laying on the ground next to this lifeless husk of floppy white meat. Oh, God. Lifeless husk of a creature.
Cryptid noodle man.
A silence in the cave is deafening. And perhaps we will leave it there for the week.
Whew, man, that was rough.
Hopefully there'll be statues of us erected in the city that we just saved from this creature after they get over their own shock and terror.
Yeah, you'll right. See how many people are left.
I'm sure we could find a few of them in its stomach.
Right.